You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
There he is.
There I am.
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm just fine. Wow, this is going to be great.
I know, right? All right, we'll give it a minute or so for some people to join. How are you doing? I know.
Back to back to back. This is perfect.
I know. Two Davises are better than one.
That's exactly right.
I was trying to push that all week. I didn't take into consideration that people might think that we're related.
I know. I said something like that last week, which is good by me. Good by me. What's happening? Are you running around doing stuff?
A little bit. When people need stuff for going out, I think mainly we're still home for the most part, but you know, we're starting to ramp up trainings and there's still systems getting shipped out. So we're starting to get rolling. What about you?
Same. We kind of got a little bit of a reprieve, I think, last night. I think the governor said something last night that kind of gave me a little bit more positivity. Did you hear anything yet about New Jersey?
I'm seeing a little bit. I saw that they're supposed to make an announcement. Well, they just opened up the beaches, right? I think starting May 22nd.
Yeah.
I mean, so if we're allowed to lay on the beach, then I think we should be allowed to go and get Botox, right?
That's what I'm saying, too. I'm hoping that's the case.
But,
yeah, I'm waiting to hear all that stuff. But I do think, based on what I heard last night, I think Monday we're going to start in doing some things, you know, just getting people back and trying to get patients. I mean, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people, even in Philly, that were able to start last week or this week, I think they're seeing people. I'm not so sure what they're doing procedurally yet. I don't know if you've heard anything, but that's what I'm waiting to kind of find out.
All right. Well, let's jump into the Stephen Davis story a little bit. Class of 83. Let's talk a little bit about going from being an athlete to now a surgeon and still an athlete, actually.
Yeah, well, that's nice of you to say. Mm-hmm. No, you know what? I did a lot of this tennis stuff growing up, and I had an opportunity to try to play the tennis circuit. I did that for a little while, and it was really a great experience because you get an opportunity to really find out how you can dig down inside. Because, you know, playing team sports, which I know you always played a lot of too. Do you play any individual stuff too?
Yeah, I played baseball. I mean, individual, not individual. I mean, everything I played was mainly team stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I was playing basketball and stuff, and it was great. But one of the things I learned from the individual sports was that you really had to almost rely on yourself to, like, dig down and do things. And I think it was a helpful thing going through medical school and everything else. So I think in the long run, it was a lot of fun playing the sport and staying out there with it. And then I taught for years. I was, like, teaching tennis while I was going through medical school and everything else. So that was a lot of fun. I used to really enjoy that because I used to have, like, people in their 70s or 80s all the way down to, like, kids that were trying to, like, start to play like the USTA tennis tournaments.
Right.
So it's fun to be able to go and do all that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when I was like, okay, I gotta look up some of these stats for this live. And I saw your picture, class 83, and the hair was still in full force even back then.
Yeah. It was a little bit more like I don't know if everybody remembers that Will Ferrell movie when he was wearing the headband.
Semi-pro.
Yeah. So it was a little bit crazy. It was all out there and all over the place, but it was a lot of fun. It was a terrific thing. But, you know, that's an interesting statement, though, about, like, so the team tennis, which, like, in college, you're really playing individually, but you also have to play doubles, and then you're also a bigger part of the team. So overall, it is a real team building type of thing, learning how to balance the stuff you have to do yourself with things that you have to, like, try to do as a captain, you know, of the team to, like, try to root everybody on and get everybody going. So it was a lot of fun. was a lot of fun.
Desi says you have the best hair of any plastic surgeon she knows.
There you go,
Desi. I think you have the best hair of anyone that I know.
They know. I have one thing that's in my favor so far, so we're going to leave it going that way. I hope it stays there for a while. So that's the main thing.
Oh god, yeah. Hey, I got a your boy Troy signed on a couple of minutes ago. He said,
"Hey, I missed it." Yeah. My god, shout out to Troy. Hope you're doing well down there in Texas. Stay safe with the family. Boy, what a great transition that was. Talking about that, how about the luck for me? I start out with Troy, and it transitions to you like very smooth, easy type of thing, like two great guys. Saitan does a good job vetting out their people, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Really, that's excellent.
That's why I got these glasses. I don't even need these glasses. I just, it's Troy started wearing glasses, so I threw these on.
You know what? It does look very Troy-ish.
Right?
It does. Yep. That's it. You just got to shave your head next. But don't do that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I could let that go. Probably not.
My wife might not love that yet.
No. Oh, God. All right. So I wanted to jump into one thing. You talked about this a little bit with Sarah on that live last week.
Yeah.
And obviously COVID is, you know, it's crazy. No one expected this. But it's been tough for a lot of people. And you were talking about the positivity, having the right mindset. You know, from everyone on here, I was expecting at least 400 people, so we're a little shy. But what is something positive that, you know, that you're taking from COVID and that everyone can?
You know, it's so crazy, as everybody knows, and I'm on so many of these podcasts, and I have a very good friend of mine who's an infectious disease guy that I touch base with all the time, and he's in my area here. And, you know, I'm trying to implement as many of these pearls that I'm learning almost every day from friends of mine across the country. And as a matter of fact, I was even on a webinar this morning from Taiwan trying to understand what they did and how they're trying to maintain safety. And the International Society of Plastic Surgeons, you know, the ISAPS, they've been very helpful. But I think the thing to take away that I'm hearing more than anything else, and I really think that we're going to be able to talk about this more even when our patients come back in, is the idea that safety overall has to be something that is like literally the gold standard for what people are coming for. So when it comes to injectables, when it comes to laser resurfacings, when it becomes any kind of a procedure, especially now, right after everything's going to start to get lifted and you can go back to get something done, you have to really have enough confidence that you're going to be able to show up at that place and know that those people have really invested the time and effort to make it so that it's not only safe for their employees, but it's extremely safe for a patient to show up and get things done. And everything has already been thought out.
Right.
You know, air handling systems, you know, air scrubbers, if you will, you know, masks, how things are being so that everything is done via like a very easy transition of coming in and leaving. Things like that, like little protocols that have kind of been established. And I think the answer to your question is that's allowing us as physicians to really take a look at everything and really be very, very discerning about what things are really critical to do in an office and what's just fluff that may have never needed to be done before. And I think that goes along with what procedures are really procedures that you want to continue to do in your practice and what other ones just never were that great. It's almost like that 80-20 rule that people talk about. And this is giving everybody an opportunity to really look at that as that 80-20 rule. Like what things do you really want to bring into the practice or you have been doing that should be getting hammered all the time and other things that are just like detracting from what you could be kind of specializing in and moving forward with. So I think, and just to give you an example, one of the things that I've learned is I love doing these video consults. This is great. Like I could tell you, you look really good in those glasses. If you were doing a video consult, I'd say you look good in those Troy glasses. So no, I'm saying it's really good because it two things. Number one, it's it's limited the number of patients that need to be coming through the office, which is good for the employees, which is good for the patients and everybody. It expedites that first visit so that, you know, over this, you know, medium of just like looking at each other, I'll be able to see what bothers them, give them an idea about all the different things that we could do, almost like an aesthetic assessment. And then when they finally come to the office, it's like the treatment day. It's not going to be like another patient just wandering around the office. They're coming in, they're going to already be prepped and set up to have something done. So, you know, the medical assistants, the nurses, people like that in the office can know how to prepare that room. So it's a much more expeditious, I think that's what we're planning on anyway. Hopefully we're going to start opening within the next week or two, but that's what my goals are anyway.
Awesome.
I mean, real long answer.
It helps you have a pretty awesome team though too, right? I think you got a couple of them on here.
I hope so. Well, here's the thing, you know, having that team is really the key to like successful practices, because you really have to have all those people surrounding you that are really so excellent at delivering your message to all our patients and to everyone. And we're branding a brand new message, and I'm not 100% sure if it's been rolled out there yet. So I'm not going to say anything yet on this Instagram Live, but we have a brand new message that we're kind of rolling out that I think is going to be very impactful. And we'll talk about it more.
You mean it's the two Davises are better than one. That's the
first one.
That's what
everybody
I thought.
Everybody needs to know that. Everybody needs to know that.
That's good. Okay.
So let me ask you something.
Sure.
With everything that's been going on for you, there probably is still a lot of interest in Cyton systems and different kinds of laser procedures that can be done moving past this COVID-19. What are you guys at Cyton and stuff talking about?
So, I mean, I think, you know, first and foremost, when this whole thing happened, right, it was a complete shock. It was a shock to us, to our business, but, you know, more importantly, our bloodline, which is our customers. And I think we've done a really good job at falling back on education and saying, you know, this isn't, you know, this may not be the time for someone to buy a laser, but there's no better time for someone to learn. And I think we've really taken a lot of pride in that, and making sure that, you know, we're pushing out a lot of content that is just purely educational based. You know, I think that we're one of the few companies that continually does things right throughout the industry, and not to talk bad about, you know, any other company, but our values have always been, you know, our people and our customers. And I think when we're putting, so we've really kind of almost, I don't even say that pivoted, and it's such like an overused term right now with everything going on. How are you going to pivot? But I think what we've fallen back on is really our laurels. We've always been a pure, you know, education-based company, and then now it's just really shining. And we're getting a lot of good feedback for that.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
You guys do it the right way. You always have. So that's a nice thing. That's nice.
Yeah. But it's a great company to be for. You know, there's I don't really feel like I'm working really any day in my life. So it just, you know, I'm grateful to be a part of Cyton, and you know, it's crazy that, you know, 2020 is, it's whatever what's going on, it's still going to be an amazing year for us, and more importantly for our customers.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, you know, a couple of the things that we're already starting to see just from interest from our patients is that people want to know what things that they can do right away that they may, you know, they have been missing their injectables, they've been missing certain things, but because some of their skin quality has probably deteriorated over the course of these past 3-4 months or whatever, what things can they do? And that's why having that platform that we have so that we can do, I think BBL is going to be like running probably all day long when we finally get back in. But something like a halo that can really be tempered to be, you know, as aggressive as we need it to be for that patient's concerns. And especially just in the early stages, different things that will actually show a result, get their skin getting back to where potentially it was. I think those two things in my practice anyway are going to be like rolling almost right away. Is that kind of what you're hearing too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and BBL is, you know, look at Dr. Stark did twice. Look at these two guys. I think it's, you know, when you look at it, you know, BBL is, you know, a lot of people consider, we consider it the Botox of the practice, right? So it's almost hand in hand with someone coming in to get an injection. And then when you look at it from a laser perspective, I mean, BBL is always going to be, you know, one of the best things, especially now from a wrist. Like, there's no plume with BBL, but more importantly, when you look at Halo and you talk about plume, right? So the Halo is by itself is an extremely safe treatment, right? But if you look at it with what's going on, you know, there's a disposable tip with it. So, you know, there's the ablative debris that comes up through that tip, right? So that's a single use tip. So one, you don't have to worry about using that same tip on the patient. So one, the patients feel uncomfortable. And two, you know, there's, it has the smoke evacuation and the cooler hooked up to it. So if you're looking at from a, you know, a plume perspective, you know, one, and you're safe when we filter up to 0.1 microns, right, with the mass.
Yeah.
But we're already sucking that debris out with the Buffalo smoke evacuator. So when you're looking at someone that's going to get back to normal, you know, BBL and Halo has always been such a home run treatment. And you know, even right now, coming back with everything going on, I'm sure.
I don't want to interrupt, but one of the things I think, again, just from like understanding what I think the mindset's going to be for a lot of patients that are really coming back in, they're going to want to see what they can like combo all at once. Because I don't think that, first of all, the spacing of the patients are going to be so far apart for safety reasons and everything, that the next time that patient may be able to come back to get another treatment of something may not be for a little while. So I think being able to use a combo treatment option is going to be huge. So being able to do, let's say, like a BBL and then their, you know, injectable neuromodulator or something, and then also maybe piggyback their Halo behind the BBL or things like that, I think that can fit into a game plan for a patient is going to be really, really critical now too.
Right.
Those two things go so well together. I think I see that happening right away.
So let's, I want to stay there for a sec. So I know we talked about this before. You know, when you're looking at, oh, that's a great book, and Clear Silk too. So that's our 1064 laser. So if you're looking for something that's really no downtime at all and summer, the 1064 because it doesn't see color. It's a really good point.
Yeah.
But we talked about this a little bit, you know, one being, so as a surgeon, right, you're treating a bunch of different things, right? But from you know, the chest up, the neck up, you know, how in your mind, how important is it when you're talking about facial rejuvenation, how important is that addressing the skin aspect of it?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, one of the things that I learned way back when, even during my fellowships and some of that was, you know, you can really do a great job on something like a facelift, but if that patient's skin quality isn't so great, the results of that facelift are never going to be the same that it could have been. And I think you guys are so good of really talking that concept through. But I know in my practice, one of the first things that I was so excited about is, even if we're doing a mini facelift, an in-office type of a neck lift type of tightening or something like that, if I can address that patient's neck and décolleté with something like a Halo, the before and after photos are so much better. And I think the patients see that as well. And one of the things that I know that I love to do is we'll have a patient that'll come in, they'll be there specifically, let's say, for some facial skin neck laxity, and they're looking for a neck lift or facelift. And it's obvious that we could do that, and they'll get a very nice result. They'll be, you know, hopefully very happy with everything. But one of the things I love to do is I do have a few slides, but I've now created them so in a way they're just like on my phone, because when I used to do a couple of lecture series years ago, this was one of my favorite things. And it's just little snapshots of skin. And they would just flash it up there. And you'd see a little part of the nose, maybe a little part of a forehead, little part. And then at the end, they would show you who those pieces of skin actually belong to. Right. And the question was, how old do you think that patient is? How old do you think that patient is? Just by seeing like little vignettes of the areas of their face. And the great answer at the end was, so many of the patients that you really thought were like young were like older, but they had already gone through like a halo or a skin resurfacing or something like that. And most of them did not have facelifts or neck lifts. So what I was trying to imply to the patient is that needs to be something that we address. It could be before the facelift or neck lift, or it could be after, or it could be simultaneously sometimes. But overall, I don't want that facial assessment or that cosmetic assessment to go without addressing skin quality. And I think more and more now, especially with a lot of the educational things that Cyton does, I think that's becoming more and more at the forefront of what people think about. Skincare is definitely a huge part of that, but I think addressing that skin quality nowadays is huge. And let me add one more thing. We have a number of patients in the practice that have like blanketly come out, even like the first times I've met them, and said, I'm never going to have a facelift. I'm not going to have like any kind of an elective surgery, but I would like to do something that continues to make me look as young as I could be, let's say. Right. And one of the things that we've done ever since Troy came in, way back when, and he'll know there's two of them in particular. And, you know, you guys being good looking like that, the ladies always come in and ask, hey, how about that Cyton rep? Is he ever coming back again? So just to throw that out there. But two of these ladies that were like sworn off of having any kind of a surgery, we've done multiple halos on them. I would say when we first got the system, maybe they've gotten maybe two or maybe even four total. And I'm telling you, from the standpoint of like skin retraction, skin improvement, it's very, very interesting to see what now, again, you could do a little, and that's what we have been doing, doing a little more ablative stuff around the perioral area, a little more ablative stuff around the eyes, and then doing the halo everywhere else. But I'll tell you, getting that thermal retraction and getting that tightening in those areas does, I mean, a really nice job of making things look a little bit shrunken up, a little bit tighter. And if you do it enough times, I don't know. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, you remember, God, it was right before your Christmas party, right? I think it was a week before we did. I came in that one morning and we did the under eye resurfacing.
Right.
And I remember I saw her. I think it was a week after. And I was like, man, that lady looks so familiar. And then I was like, who is that? I was like, oh, that's the lady that we did last week. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And again, the beauty of it is, and again, it's not to just keep on like pounding how great Cyton is, but the beauty of it is for the amount of downtime that they really have to go through, they're very, very, very willing to come back in and have that done again 6 months or a year, you know, get a little, even get it tighter, get it better, because they know that the amount of downtime that was really required wasn't that crazy. So I think that is a good thing. That's a good thing there.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right. Well, so we got about 6 minutes left. Let's do one more. Let's make it a fun one. So talk to me what it's like to be, you know, obviously you have a son who is an athlete and also an MD as well, or going to be a doctor as well. So talk to me about what that's like to have someone almost follow in the same footsteps as you.
It's a very nice thing. It really is. I mean, he was a, you know, Division I basketball player, really just a good student, good athlete and stuff. And, you know, all along I have two great sons and I never pushed either of them to like definitely want to go into medicine. One of them always wanted to do the medical thing and the other one didn't want to have anything to do with that stuff. But he really enjoys it. And I think the difference, I think, and maybe like we were talking about millennial stuff, you know, and I think one of the things about him, and I think I see it in you as well, is that you really enjoy the process of what you're going through. To me, I had this feeling like I had to get this done. I had to keep moving. I had to get it done. So I don't know if I really had an opportunity at each step to really just sit back and like kind of enjoy what I was doing at the moment, but he definitely does. Like, I think every scenario, every class, everything, I'm always getting texts from him like, hey, look at this. This is so interesting. And now he's doing this whole thing about inflammation and stuff. And they're tying in COVID-19 stuff into everything he's learning in medical school. And it's like, you could see just how like all the lights are buzzing in his head about how exciting it is. And I think I was interested in it, but I just kept on seeing like the light through the tunnel. And I said, okay, I'm getting there. And I didn't really have a chance to really enjoy it as much. So, and I see that with you too. Like, you just always have a smile on your face when you're coming in. And you even said it, you never feel like you're working a day in your life. It's a nice feeling to have that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, your office, it's fun though. I get to come in. One, my name's on the door, so.
That's right. You didn't have to do the medical school thing and you got the Dr. Davis right there.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to do it. I like that.
I just need like 4 more years to grow my hair. And
well, you know, all you need is just a little bit more of this COVID-19, because all of this stuff, it just keeps going. I just keep on sticking my head in a sink and throwing some stuff on it. It just gets there. So that's all.
Have you gotten a haircut since no?
None. I don't usually get them that frequently anyway, but this is like really a little nutty, you know. But it's good. That should be the last thing that's the problem. I just can't wait to get back and see the patients. I'm a real like people-y kind of person thing with everything. That's why, like, even going through medical school, I knew that there was going to be certain like specialties I was never going to want to go to, because it was not going to be involving seeing patients and doing patient care. That's like my thing. So for me to be off since like I think it was March 13th is getting a little nutty, you know. That's all March, all kind of like April, and now going through May, this is crazy. And for everybody that knows me, I don't take vacations. Like, I may take 3 days off, like in the summer, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday or something like that, but I don't really take off. So this is like crazy, crazy.
I think everyone in the greater Philadelphia, South Jersey area knows who you are. I was at a housewarming party and I was randomly talking to, you know who I'm talking about, but and I sent you that picture where she was asking, oh, what are you doing? I work for an aesthetic laser company. And she's like, oh, which one? And I was like, Psychtown. She just goes, I love the halo. She goes, I go to Dr. Davis.
It's nice. Well, I've been around like a really, really long time now, so that's good. But it's nice because we do have the office like in Philly. We have one down the shore in like Northfield, Linwood, and we have the one in Cherry Hill. So I got a chance to kind of blanket the area a little bit, you know.
Been around a while, but always still growing.
I know. Well, that's true. And that's because I do have that great staff around me too that are always building and doing things. So that's wonderful.
You do have a good staff. And you mentioned you're a people guy. You definitely are. Because that one, I remember when I first came into, which is now Sarah and Angel's room, it was all like sports, wing pull stuff. And now it's all girls.
I know.
It's still
good. The wing bowl stuff out there and all the sports memorabilia. But when Sarah came in, I had to take it all away. There's a lot of frou-frou stuff in there now. Very beautiful stuff, you know, that but I had to do away with some of that stuff. Okay. There's Sarah.
There she is.
Yeah. So, but it's all very nice and appointed now for Sarah. But we're going to be rocking and rolling really, really soon. I'm happy. I hope everybody that's listening is staying safe and just getting all geared up to have this fun, explosive time coming. I have a feeling, I'm telling you, that it's not going to be so much. And again, this is my personal opinion for everybody listening. So I'm just my own thing is I think the overindulgence and the overboard look of certain aesthetic type things are probably going to be not looked upon so favorably anymore. So I think people walking around with overly exaggerated lips, people that are going around with maybe something that just looks too ostentatious following this whole serious COVID-19 pandemic is just not going to go over well. I think it's going to seem too frivolous and it's going to seem wrong. I think things that make people feel good about themselves, you know, just like, you know, back during the Great Depression and people would still have put together enough money to go buy lipstick or something, so it would make them feel good about themselves when they went out and did things or even just looked in the mirror. And I think that's one of the big things I think that are going to happen. I think a lot of people are really going to want to go out and do things, but they're going to want to do it in a way that makes them feel good for themselves. I don't think it's going to be so much about trying to project it out to other people. And I think that over the top kind of a thing is probably not going to go over so big. I could be wrong, but that's my.
You're usually right. Hey, Dr. Cohen just gave you a shout out. So Dave. Yep.
Oh my God. That's my buddy. I didn't see that come up. I was talking too much. I love him. There's a master right there.
I know. Well, you guys were on site on stuff in the same week. This was yesterday. Yeah.
He's the master. So I'm happy he's on there. But anyway, he's the one that turned me on to Troy, because Troy was out there in that neck of the woods in the.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's from Denver.
Yeah, right. So that's how the whole like family got together here, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy how small the world aesthetics is sometimes.
It really is, and that's why it's so important. Like Sighttime picks such quality people, because it's just nice to know that that's always been backed up like that over all the years, you know, through everybody, and people that have those systems have them for a long time.
Yeah.
We have them forever. And it's great having you kind of people in there too. And it doesn't hurt to have the last name Davis. So
I
keep
know.
That going. Sighttime's got to hire more people with the name Davis. Let's, you know, work on that.
Well, I can promise you, as long as I'm still here, my last name won't change.
All right. There you go. I love that. I love you.
All right. Well, I will let you run. I appreciate you joining me. This has been great. Everyone on here, I hope you enjoyed. But yeah, we'll have to do it again real soon.
Oh, we would have to do that. All right, everybody listening, goodbye. Stay safe. Ryan, great job. Great
Thank
job.
You, Dr. Davis. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.